Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Hurricane Ian heads into Gulf, targets Florida as major hurricane. This is from the Orlando Sentinel. Hurricane Ian plowed into Cuba early Tuesday, growing in strength to a Category 3 major hurricane with 125-mile-per-hour winds, with a projected path that sees the storm growing further before making landfall on Florida, likely near Tampa Bay. Of course, that could change, as these things often do. But people in Florida are bracing for this. Governor Ron DeSantis has been all over the news today, encouraging people, especially those who live along the Gulf, to be very careful and to evacuate if that is what the local officials are telling them. This is all over the news, so you will have no problem finding plenty of information on it. But that's just an update. If more comes through, we will tell you. Something I wanted to talk about. I mentioned this in the first hour, but now we have the sound. There's been this big push by the mainstream media to paint the incoming prime minister, Giorgia Meloni, in Italy as being a far-right fascist. If you want to read about this, you can go to HowieKarcher.com. Emma Foley has a good piece on it. And because, of course, you know, if she were a far-left liberal, she would be on the cover of Time magazine. But that is not to be. Now, what I love about this is that the former liberal prime minister of Italy, Matteo Renzi, was on CNN. And so naturally, CNN thinks, oh, great. You know, we have Giorgia Meloni's rival on with us. Surely he will go along with our hyperbolic, panicky rhetoric about this dangerous woman. Not a gutsy woman. If she were a liberal, she'd be a gutsy woman. She'd be being interviewed by Hillary Clinton. She could have photos of her dancing like a wild woman at a party, and Hillary Clinton and AOC would back her up. But because she's on
and
the
saying,
far...
look at me, listen to me.
Because she's on the far right, she's not a gutsy woman. She's a dangerous woman. Nevertheless, she persisted. And so, of course, CNN thinks, oh, he's going to play along. You know, he's going to give us the sound cut we want. And nothing makes me happier than when a guest goes rogue, as Brian Stelter might say, when they decide, you know, I'm actually going to tell the truth. Because on CNN, that's such a rare occurrence.
And I'm going to go a little bit rogue here, so bear with me, okay?
I'm always impressed when they don't panic and just say, cut the feed. Is that what he was supposed to say? So you got to hear him. They're egging him on to talk about Giorgia Meloni, and instead he does a complete reversal on them. This is Matteo Renzi, the former liberal prime minister of Italy. Take a listen.
She's my rival. I'm rival. We will continue to fight each other. But the ideas are now there is a risk of fascism in Italy is absolutely a fake news. Hmm. She won election, particularly because populism a lot of times won in Italy. She have a majorities government, majorities coalition, and probably she will be, I think, next month, the next prime minister. And but I think there is not a risk for Western alliance. There is not a risk for democracy. There is not a risk for everything. That is very important because I fought against her. But at the same time, I think there is not a danger for fascism in Italy.
Well, if you're not going to go along with the alarmist narratives being pushed by the far left, then you are not welcome here, sir.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to ride this rigatoni into the sky.
Matteo, when the phone don't ring, that would be the booker at CNN calling about having you on again. That was way, that's the truth. Way too much common sense for a segment on CNN. Way too much rational thought. Can't have it, won't have it. Yeah, and we'll keep you updated on this story, too, because it is crazy how the international media, when they want to, they can just turn and they can just create this entire narrative, even when her former rival or her current rival is saying, I don't like her, but she's not. And that's really what politics used to be, when you really think about it. That's pretty old school.
That's the Republican Party, is this Finnegan.
And that's what I would tell Mateo. I would say, Mateo, this is not your grandfather's fascist party, okay? Except I would have Gavin Newsom tell him, because I don't speak Italian. What's amazing, though, to me, is that this really is how things used to be. It used to be, listen, I don't like her. I disagree with her. My political beliefs are very different from hers. But I don't think she's going to be a threat to the country. I don't think she's going to destroy us from the inside out. I don't think she's a raging lunatic fascist. And that now is a breath of fresh air. That's how far we've gone off the path. That hearing that from someone is rare. Also on CNN, just a little update for everyone. Chris Wallace's show. I didn't understand how this was going to work, because I recently, and this is a big announcement for everyone, and I'm sorry if people feel betrayed that I didn't run this by you first. I recently purchased HBO Max. I know. In this economy, what am I thinking? But I wanted it. My husband likes to watch those Game of Thrones shows, whatever they are. And so we bought it, and I saw Chris Wallace was on there. I saw at one point his face on when I was scrolling through. So I thought he was on the HBO Max app. It turns out that he's the host of his own celebrity interview talk show. Didn't know that we needed more of those on the market right now. And it's on CNN. It's proven to be a dud in the ratings, and I have the numbers to back this up. This is not just hearsay. This is, you know, I'm going based off the numbers. Sunday night's premiere of Who's Talking to Chris Wallace. It should be really called Who's Watching Chris Wallace. Apparently not that many people. It was watched by just 400,000 viewers, just over 400,000 viewers, which is down 29% from the 2022 average for the 7 p.m. Eastern Time hour. Now, I think what's even more damning than that number is his show also drew just 44,000 viewers in the 25 through 54 demographic. And that's really for advertisers. That's the key demo. That's 64% off of the average for that hour. In his debut episode, Wallace, who apparently is trying to rebrand himself into a broadcaster who goes beyond just politics, received less than stellar reviews for singing along with Shania Twain to the tune of her hit single, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
It is painful to watch.
Excellent drop. I didn't know he did that. I love Shania, but I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with his show. Next week's episode features Wallace quizzing retired baseball slugger Alex Rodriguez over his dating history. A-Rod. We should really tell Howie about that. He'll want to TiVo that.
This sounds like the worst thing ever. All of every noun and verb of that paragraph and adjective you just read sounds like the worst thing ever.
Which is really saying something when you think of the content we currently have. Like, our content plate right now is just full of garbage. I just mentioned Hillary Clinton's show. There's 1,000 of those. You know, just incredibly political, left-leaning crap that no one wants to watch. And even with that being said, these descriptions are really, really tough. And what I like that the New York Post does, that's because the New York Post, they're in the business of business. They're in the business of selling newspapers. What they do, just to kind of be a little extra mean, is they put up, obviously, what's going on at Fox at that time. Well, former Congressman Trey Gowdy, who hosts Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy, generated an audience of 1.3 million. More than three times Wallace's viewership. That's got to burn. And of course, this has got to hurt CNN the most, because he came on board at CNN for somewhere around like $8 million, $10 million. It was not cheap. It was not a cheap buy. On a totally separate note, this is really the story I've been wanting to get into just quickly here. Jared, have you heard about the drama in the West Village?
I don't even know what the West Village is.
The the West Village in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, New York. Got it. Okay.
Parents are furious as pickleball players overtake playgrounds. They're the lantern flies of the sports world. Have you heard of pickleball?
I am familiar with pickleball. Yes.
So I've played pickleball before, only once. It's very enjoyable. I think that it's getting a big... It's the fastest growing sport. I was just talking to Emma about this. It's the fastest growing sport. In the last 2 years, it's grown by 40%. And older people really like it because it's a little easier than tennis. It's a little less, I think, physical. I could be wrong about that. I don't want the pickleball community to come for me because based off this article, they're passionate. But in this park, parents and pickleball lovers are sparring over turf. The racket sport has exploded in popularity, and NYC players are desperate for more courts. How desperate, you ask? Well, they're bringing their own nets and chalking their own lines to make temporary DIY courts in city parks. Now, my favorite part of this article is the fact that the parents who bring their kids to these parks, and you have to think about it, like when you're in New York City, you rely on these parks for your kids to run around. They're telling their kids, allegedly, to kind of run in and interfere with the games to throw off the pickleballers.
You just leave me alone, will you?
Shut your mouth, SA.
You guys just go back and have fun on your jungle gym, okay?
Kids kick the soccer balls into or towards the nets and ride their bikes through the nets. We're trying to be accommodating, but there are parents that are encouraging this behavior. And
Lee Zeldin, why are you not weaponizing and seizing on this?
It's really crazy because the New York City Parks Department official approached players at one of the playgrounds and told them to dismantle their DIY courts after receiving complaints. And a man in the video said, "She did say that if I refuse to take down my net, her captain's going to come and cuff me." This is getting out of control. All for a game.
Once you pass the Bumblebee's Day Nursery, just before you get to the mini roundabout, you know, on Elms the Gardens, then you is in the west side.
She added that she's seen, this is another person, she's added that she's seen up to 12 makeshift courts set up in the park on weekends. It became really stressful. I kind of feel like we've been overtaken. A dad who was also in the park on Friday put it more bluntly. They're the lantern flies of the sports world, he said. One of the 10-year-old girls said, "We've been coming to this park since we were five. That's half her life. One day I came here and there was just all these pickleball courts and none of my friends were here because the pickleball players were."
It's a grim life in the city that never sleeps.
It's tough, man. I shouldn't laugh, but...
I mean, between the crime, the subways, now the pickleball at the park, New York just cannot catch a break.
I know. And, you know, the parks are really for the children. Someone's got to remind those pickleballers.
They're like Wu-Tang and Nancy Pelosi. It's for the children.
844-500-4242. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about where in the world is Kamala Harris, and we'll also get into some of the sound cuts from Joe Biden. But first, we've been talking about the crazy price of energy right now, and natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month compared to last year. And that's kind of a conservative estimate. I think it's going to be worse. That's a 24% increase due partly to higher gas supply prices. This is just one of the many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and reduce your heating bill every month and help you save money. Another really great part of this, and it combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warm you to the bones. It doesn't just blow hot air at you. But another great part of this that I love is it's very safe, Jared, to have around kids and pets because it has no exposed elements. And you trust it around kids.
Yeah, no, we're actually supplementing our oil heat because we just paid dollars for oil. So we're supplementing with the Gen 40 heater because we've mentioned this before, but you don't always need to heat your whole house. If you're not going to be in the dining room, you don't need to necessarily keep it at, say, 68 to 70 degrees. So you can move this from room to room. It's portable and it's safe. So whatever room you're in, you can supplement your heat in there and not have to worry about exorbitant gas prices. Oh, and by the way, Nord Stream gas pipe is leaking, apparently. So gas prices are going to go up even higher now.
But I have even more good news for people. And that is right now you can save $50 with code word GRACE at EdenPureDeals.com. So you're not only going to save money once you get this Gen 40 heater, but you're also saving money just by buying it, because you're going to get free shipping. You're saving $50. And last year they sold out of these really quickly. So make sure you go early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and enter code 50 to be ready for the cold temps. They're coming, and they're coming fast. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word GRACE50. Like I said before, shipping is free. We have people on the lines who want to talk pickleball, and I would love to hear from some pickleball experts to get to the bottom of this. Could Bob Mueller help us figure this out? The investigation needs to continue. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
A unique but important aspect of pickleball is the non-volley zone, or kitchen. Players may not hit the ball while standing in the kitchen unless the ball has already bounced on their side.
I didn't even read you the best part of this article in the New York Post. Last Friday, the sun was shining, kids were playing at this park, when suddenly a commotion interrupted the picture-perfect early autumn day. The father of one of the children playing started screaming at the pickleball players and threatening to call the police. "Leave!" he yelled repeatedly. Joining us now on the line is someone who wants to discuss pickleball. Peter, you're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Grace, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
So my neighbor bought $1 million home, and then the trucks came, and they put a pickleball court in their backyard, which is fine. You know, they're retired, they have friends over, but the best part about it is it's like Clark Griswold on Christmas Vacation. When they turn their LED lights on, my next-door neighbors have to put their sunglasses on because, you know, the whole neighborhood's lit up. Then when they go away, their 24-year-old something son is out there playing till 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I totally don't get it. It's like an old person's game. When you can't do anything else, you play pickleball.
Yeah, and you know what, Peter? It's a lot less physical, I think, a lot less running than, let's say, tennis. And I also think that people get a little rowdier because it doesn't have some of the more stuffy rules involved. So people can, you know, let loose a little bit, have a little bit of fun. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's ping pong on steroids. And people feel like they're getting a workout because, you know, they're generally older people. And I guess they have nothing better to do. But the funniest part is, you know, they just leave these lights on from 5:30, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock every night, like not even a care in the world. You know, they're not even home, and the lights are shining in my neighbor's bedroom window.
Yeah, you know, Peter, you just gave me an idea for a segment, and we just had a meeting at work just the other day about new segment ideas, and I just thought of this, thanks to Peter, nightmare neighbor stories. Because I feel like most people have them. You have one neighbor, maybe you don't live next to them anymore, but when you were younger, someone in your same apartment building who's just terrible. And those people sound like you said, they're old, they're retired, they're just trying to have a good time. But, oh, hey, Peter, one last question. Does the sound of the ball going back and forth, does that bother you? Like the...
No, that's why we say they're playing ping pong. And I don't, you're probably a little young to remember back when they didn't turn the lights on at Fenway Park until it started to get dark. And the announcers would always say, "The lights go on at Fenway." That's what the neighbors say now. We can hear, like, when my neighbor in the back of us, you know, I'll hear her say, "The lights go on at Fenway." So it's kind of become a neighborhood joke.
Thanks for the call, Peter. I appreciate
it. Peter,
what
your neighbors would say to that is, if you can't stand the lights, get out of the kitchen, which is a part of a pickleball court, I just learned, where the ball cannot bounce twice.
Oh, very good. You seem like you're interested in it. Am I going to see you picking up a racket?
Probably not.
Or a paddle might be the proper terminology.
I'm a show pony, not a thoroughbred. Physical activity doesn't work for me anymore.
When we come back, I want to play you some sound, and we are going to check in with Kamala Harris because the border czar is at it again. She, you know, it's almost like a guarantee. You could say, where in the world is Kamala Harris? And we always ask that question. But one thing is for certain, she's never at the border. Anywhere. Anywhere but there. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. Who would have thought pickleball is becoming so controversial? We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Florida is bracing for Hurricane Ian, and right now Joe Biden's in the Rose Garden delivering some remarks. Should we take it live, Jared?
We should always take it live.
Yeah, we haven't really taken Joe live in a long time. Let's hear from the president. I'm sure today he's going to be a weather expert.
People start to rebuild their lives. They've been through a rough period since the last hurricane. And as part of the declaration, I've also authorized 100% federal funding for debris clearance and rescue for power and water restoration, shelter and food for the entire month. And to the people of Puerto Rico who are still reeling from Hurricane Maria 5 years later, we're with you and we're moving forward with you, and we're not going to go home till it all gets done. Now, today's events on about Medicare. You know, I want to share the progress that we've seen of making to bring down health care costs and strengthen Medicare, which is, for so many seniors, the only thing they can rely upon, and we've worked really hard to maintain it. The way I think about it is the way my dad talked about, the way so many of you at home talk about issues around the kitchen table.
Oh, if he says breathing room.
How much are your monthly bills? How much do you have to pay for the necessities? And will there be enough at the end of the month for just a little bit of breathing room? Just a little breathing room.
Stop.
A big cost and a big concern for most folks is prescription drugs and other health care. Reducing that cost and concern is one of my top priorities. That's why I signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act, one of the most significant laws in our history. It finally delivers on the promises that many of us have made in this audience as well, that the American people have had to undergo for decades that we're going to change. For example, we pay more for prescription drugs than any other advanced nation in the world, and there's no good reason for it. For years, many of us have been trying to fix this problem, but for years, Big Pharma has stood in the way. Not this year.
Okay.
Take a breath. Good Lord.
He really needs to clear out the throat there for a sec because it's getting really, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just getting really phlegmy. He's directly in the sun. He's squinting really hard.
Well, and he's speeding through it like a kid doing their first book report that they ever had to do, where they just have their script and it's like, okay, yeah, no, we read the chapter one. It was about Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer liked to paint fences. And it's just boom.
And you know what, Jared? He always starts the sentence really strong in the sense of like energy wise. And then it's almost like a roller coaster, how it goes up. And then once it gets to the top, it just goes all the way down.
True international effort to pressure.
Well, to be fair, though, it's been quite the busy week for Joe. Joe Concha's got this new book out. And today, and I think the book revolves a lot around Joe Biden's schedule and how light his schedule has been, which is strange.
Seems like this is more of a pamphlet than a book.
And so Joe Concha today tweeted out the president's public schedule. And I want to read this to you, okay? Because this is the guy who Jill tells us is working, 23 hours? Maybe it's moved to 23 and a half since things have been kind of rough lately. Maybe he's working even more. But 23 hours a day, and this is all we get from his schedule. 10:30 a.m., president receives the president's daily briefing, the PDB, as Kamala Harris used to call it.
The PDB.
12 o'clock, in-town pool call time. 12 o'clock, press briefing from Karine Jean-Pierre. 1:15, whatever this is that Joe Biden is currently doing. And that's it. That's the whole day. You could really sum this up, depending on how long it takes him to receive the PDB, which I really think is just code for he's eating breakfast and people put a little piece of paper in front of him and tell him he can look it over. And then you add that in with
it's
these remarks.
It's just a placemat that's actually a menu.
Yeah. And then you add it in with these remarks that he's making. And I don't know how long this is going to take him. He started at what? What time did he start? We should really clock these and see how long he goes for. But I don't think he's going to take any questions. I'd be happy if he did. But that's like an hour of work a day. It's a long day when you get old to kill the entire day. I know.
Fox just got away from it.
I know. See? Me and Fox, man. Fox and I. I don't know which one. But we're on the same page. You can only go so long taking Joe Biden's cuts raw. It's one thing if I have you guys splice them up and I can pepper in a few. But that's just too much even for me. I'm glad that we caught on right as he was talking about the breathing room. He's also changing the table again. It's the kitchen table. It's the dining room table. He's in the table. He's on the table. He's at the table. And now it's the dining table, but it's the dinner table. But now it's the breakfast table. And this whole time, all I keep asking is, where is Marianne from the sunroom? What have you done? Where is Marianne? We need to make sure she's okay. There's something they're not telling us. I'm kidding, of course. She's probably just looking for a good deal on hamburger meat. Something I wanted to talk about right now is Kamala Harris, because we give Joe Biden plenty of attention, but Kamala Harris doesn't get nearly the same amount of of our time. And that is because usually she's also nowhere to be found. I think her schedule would not look very different from Joe Biden's. She receives the PDB and she'll do a speech on transportation.
I eat no for breakfast.
Or the moon. I think they probably flip a quarter every day. Heads, you're talking about craters on the moon. Tails, you're talking about transportation, transporting people places. And, you know, every day is a gamble. You never really know. Well, we like to play this game.
I went off script a little bit.
We like to play this game at the Grace Curley Show, and it's called Where in the World is Kamala Harris? Let's do it.
Freedom!
Tell me where in the world is
Kamala Harris.
Tell me where in the world is.
Tell me where can't she be? That's what a great time.
Kamala Harris is very, very busy. According to the New York Post, the Veep will travel to the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea on Thursday, part of her trip to Asia, where she attended the funeral for former Japanese prime minister. Now, the White House confirmed Harris's visit to the border that separates the rival Koreas, and they revealed her plans. I have a sound cut of Kamala on this Asia trip, and I do want to play it for you because it's a whole lot of nothing, which is kind of what we've come to expect. Jared, can I have Vice President Kamala Harris?
But it is significant that we are here together in Tokyo, in that we also share a common goal and bond as it relates to our dedication to peace and security in the Indo-Pacific. And the work that we will continue to do to ensure that we are guided by what we are joined in terms of international rules and norms around the importance of peace, security, and prosperity for the Indo-Pacific. So I look forward to our conversation, and it's good to see you.
You got to give her this. No matter where she is, no matter what country, no matter what town, no matter where she serves up that word salad. Not a day goes by where she is not serving up word salad.
The key is consistency.
It really is, in life in general. Something that I do find funny, though, and Twitter was all over this, is that the South Korean prime minister said, your visit to the DMZ in Seoul will be very symbolic demonstrations of your strong commitments to the security and peace to the Korean Peninsula, and we are working with you and U.S. in dealing with North Korea. So, of course, people on Twitter started pouncing and seizing, weaponizing, and saying, so you're concerned about the border in Korea, but you're not in the Koreas, but you're not concerned about our southern border, which, by the way, that is the border that technically, if I'm going based off Joe's assignments, if I'm going based off the LinkedIn profiles here, she is the border czar. So you would think that that might come into play. You know, Trump used to get all of this criticism for America First. And I always say that the Democrats, their main goal is to do the exact opposite of Trump. And in this case, they really have. They've put America last. It is such a slap in the face. Just look at Ukraine. And I understand why people's hearts were broken looking at that footage. And, you know, my hearts go out to the people in Ukraine, and it's good that they're fighting and all of that. But you have to be blind to not see the irony of the fact that we are sending billions of dollars to protect a border in Ukraine, and we're not even doing anything to protect our border here in the United States of America. In fact, the only thing Democrats are doing is denying that there is a problem. We had Joe Biden telling us that there's a process, an orderly process in place. So the double standard here, or the just hypocrisy, the blatant hypocrisy, is amazing. Now, Kamala Harris is one of the people who, if Joe Biden decides not to run, and by Joe Biden, I mean if one of Joe Biden's handlers decides that he's not going to run, then it's probably, I mean, the natural next choice would be Kamala Harris. But now that we have all this Gavin Newsom talk, Jared, it is kind of strange, because it's like they're just going to skip over Kamala and give it to Gavin Newsom. That feels a little bit sexist, racist, misogynistic. But it must make Kamala feel good that Gavin is officially saying, I am not running. No way. He said, not happening. No, no, not at all. I've said it in French, Italian. I don't know German. I mean, I cannot say it enough, but thank you. It's humbling. That brings us to our poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you believe Gavin Newsom when he says he isn't running for president?
No. No, I do not.
96% of the audience says nine. 4% say yeah.
And also, why is he taking out billboards in red states? And why is he fixated on Ron DeSantis if he's not running for president? Why is he showing up at the White House like the one day Joe Biden's not around? None of that gives off the vibe or the optics of someone who's not interested in the Oval Office. And also, I think like a key part of being interested in running for president is being a massive narcissist. And I don't know Newsom personally, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say he checks that box. Just a hunch I have.
That is a fair assessment based on available evidence.
This is a story that I teased in the first hour, but I feel like we get one of these. We used to get them a lot more, and it's petered out a bit. But there's another couple that is being slammed for their gender reveal party. And of course, the most notable gender reveal party was when those people, I think it was in California, they had a gender reveal and they started a massive fire. That one was the worst. This one does not compare to that, but it's pretty up there. So we're going to talk about this gender reveal party gone wrong when we come back.
Birthing people.
Have you looked at your retirement account lately? You probably don't want to, because have you, Jared? Looked at your retirement account?
I did look at it the other day.
Did you wince?
I didn't quite wince. It was more than I was expecting to have lost. Let's just
unexpected.
It was unexpected losses. This year alone.
That was very CNN of you. I like that swerve. It's rough, and there's no getting around it.
My 401k came in much hotter than was expected.
Jared saw it and went, wow, that's much hotter than I expected. Wall Street is in a downturn and is taking your retirement money with it, unfortunately. Inflation, Biden, recession, Biden, higher interest rates, Biden. The fact is that we are in a financial storm and the global economy is weakening. So you need a hedge to protect your retirement so you don't lose any more money. That's the important thing, is now to protect what you've saved. So that's why our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. The first one is 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. And the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. These free guides will show you how to protect your assets and get through this financial crisis. Did you know that during the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%? And today you can now buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Gold and silver can help you diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these uncertain times. And they're definitely uncertain. I know they can be scary, but there's things you can do to get ahead of this. So call Monetary Gold now to get your two Here's the keyword, free guides. They're free. So you've really got nothing to lose here. The number is 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. 800-267-6500. Or you can go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. The number one more time, if you want to take it down, is 800-267-6500. Call them today to get your two free guides to protect your retirement against Joe Biden's inflation and higher interest rates and the recession and everything that's coming. We'll be right back with the gender reveal party gone wrong. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is The Grace Curley Show.
We saw the Dow plunge into a bear market for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. So it's a 20% fall from its recent high. And the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they've already been in a bear market. The S&P 500 down 23% for the year. The NASDAQ down a whopping 30% for the year.
That was from CNN. And, you know, we were just discussing this, how inflation and the stock market and how all of these things, a looming recession, is really, really hurting Americans. And there was actually a piece on CNN by Brian Todd about how seniors are really struggling in this economy. Can I have cut 13, Jared?
One segment of the U.S. population that is a significant driver of the economy, America's seniors. They're having a tough time as well, and that's not being talked about as much. Many senior citizens in the United States are on fixed incomes, and analysts say they are really struggling right now with rising interest rates as well as the climbing prices of gas, food, and utilities.
Yeah, and normally when I see stories like that, packages like that on the news, I do feel for anyone who's going through it. Of course, it's frustrating that we didn't have to be in this situation, that we voted for someone who would do all of these things and make all of these unforced errors. But then sometimes people come at you in a way where it almost feels like they're blaming the wrong people for this problem. And I have an example of this. There was a woman who went viral because she was ranting in her car. And I'm going to play a little bit of it, Jared. And before she makes the blame, I would like you to pause it if you can. If you can predict when she's about to place blame for her issues on a certain group. This is a woman ranting about the price of gas, cut 22.
$98! I have to decide between buying gas or buying food! And guess who wins? Because I have to get to the job that I need to buy anything at all! That doesn't pay me enough! And people want to donate $1,000 to cats! $98 at Costco to fill up my tank! $98! $5.50 a tank! $5.50 a gallon! At Costco! $5.50 a gallon at Costco!
Is that with a pause? Okay, so I'm going to throw it out there and say, here are your options, everyone. You can guess in your head. Is she going to blame Trump, A, Trump, B, the religious right, or C, MAGA Republicans, or D, progressives? Everyone have their guess if you're listening in the car? Okay, let's hear it.
This is the work of the religious right! You, religious right, who are doing this and have been doing this to us, you profiteering companies, you billionaires, stealing us, breaking our backs, stealing from us, profiteering off of us. Let me repeat, I have to decide between buying food or gas. Guess which one wins?
I will say, I did not see that one coming. That at the end was, what do they call that in film or books and stuff? It's not a U-turn.
Plot twist.
Plot twist. Thank you, Jared. That was a plot twist. I did not see her blaming the religious right. I could have foreseen a lot of things, but the religious right was not on my bingo card.
I'm sorry, is the religious right Costco? Do they run Costco? I'm not sure.
Do they run the price of gas? What are they not telling us, as I keep saying?
I thought Big Oil, the Big Four, controlled the price of gas.
Maybe the Big Four are the religious right. Have you ever thought of that? Come on, Jared, start connecting the dots here. Hey, by the way, just a quick update for everyone. The couple that was slammed for the gender reveal party, They turned a waterfall blue in Brazil to announce the birth of their son. And naturally, and I don't blame them, climate activists were not happy about that. Gender reveal people will never learn. We'll be right back with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Get on the lines now to talk to Toby when we come back.